Welcome to a new edition of Icons and Sound here on the Orthodox Christian Network. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical singing and sacred music. From time to time on this program, we spotlight a particularly significant recording in the realm of Orthodox sacred music. And as it happens, right now is the most appropriate time to focus on a wonderful CD that came out a year ago, just before Pascha. Russian composer Alexander Gretchaninov's Passion Week, as recorded on the Chandos label by the Kansas City Chorale and the Phoenix Bach Choir, under the direction of Charles Bruffy. It's not every day that a recording of Orthodox music gets nominated for a Grammy Award. This one was nominated for 5 Grammy Awards, including Best Classical Album and Best Choral Performance, and it ended up winning 1 Grammy for the Best Engineered Classical Album. Let's listen to the luxuriant sounds of Gretchaninov's setting of Alleluia, Behold the Bridegroom Comes at Midnight, the Troparion of Holy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. As a composer of sacred choral music, Alexander Gretchaninov belonged to a group of composers known as the New Russian Choral School, which arose in Moscow in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. These composers sought, among other things, to develop a style of choral music that would be more appropriate for the Russian Orthodox Church than the Italian and German-influenced music that had become entrenched since the 18th century. One of their techniques was to base their hymn settings on pre-existing chant melodies, giving them a new and beautiful choral attire, as it were, but preserving the chant melody in a recognizable form. This is what you heard in Behold the Bridegroom. It was based on the very same Kievan chant melody that will be sung in many Slavic and Slavic heritage churches around the world this Holy Week. Gretchaninov's Passion Week is not a setting of any particular Holy Week service. Instead, the composer chose 13 texts from various Holy Week services and assembled them into a 75-minute-long choral cycle intended for concert rather than liturgical performance. Listen now to his setting of Now the Powers of Heaven, the Cherubicon from the Liturgy of Presanctified Gifts, which, in addition to the Wednesdays and Fridays of Great Lent, is also prescribed to be served on Holy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You're listening to Icons and Sound on the Orthodox Christian Network. Today's program showcases a beautiful Grammy-winning recording of Alexander Gretchaninov's Passion Week. Sacred choral music that is not intended for liturgical use, but is inspired by and embodies the most solemn moments of Holy Week services. Gretchaninov certainly knew liturgical music and its requirements. He wrote no fewer than 4 settings of the Divine Liturgy and a setting of the All-Night Vigil. But as a composer, he wanted to create sacred music that would be heard not only by worshiping congregations, but that would emerge past the church walls and speak to the whole world. Thus he took the liturgical texts and set them to majestic choral settings that could almost be called symphonic in their scope and the vividness of their expressive imagery. Listen to what he does with the traditional troparion of Holy Friday and Saturday, the Noble Joseph, using the well-known Bulgarian chant melody. He fashions a majestic funeral march, a musical image depicting the clergy carrying the epitaphion, or plashchenitsa, the icon that shows Christ's body lying in the tomb, which will then be placed in the center of the church for veneration by the faithful. As we mentioned earlier, Gretchaninov wanted Orthodox sacred music to be heard throughout the world, but ironically, his music suffered a different fate. After being premiered in the year 1912 in Moscow, Passion Week was not heard anywhere in the world for about 80 years, certainly not in Russia while it was under the communist yoke, and not in the West either. Gretchaninov himself left Russia in the 1920s and lived in France and then in the United States until his death in 1956 at the venerable age of 92. Passion Week was revived in Russia only after the fall of communism, and now is beginning to be recognized throughout the world as a major choral masterpiece inspired by the Orthodox ethos. Perhaps more people in America and Europe will have encountered Orthodox Holy Week this year through Gretchaninov's music than through actual Holy Week services. And if this is their first encounter with Holy Orthodoxy, there is reason to be thankful. Perhaps there will be other future encounters. In addition to the three hymns we heard on today's program, Gretchaninov's Passion Week also includes settings of I Behold Thy Bridal Chamber, In Thy Kingdom, Gladsome Light, Let My Prayer Arise, Of Thy Mystical Supper, The Wise Thief, Thou Who Clothest Thyself with Light, Do Not Lament Me, O Mother, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silent, and the following selection with which we will end our program today, the baptismal hymn, As Many As Have Been Baptized, from the Liturgy of Great and Holy Saturday, which is then followed by Arise, O God, the hymn that replaces Alleluia in this first Paschal liturgy. Once again, Charles Bruffy conducts the Kansas City Chorale and the Phoenix Bach Choir. You have been listening to Icons and Sound on the Orthodox Christian Network. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, inviting you to join us for the next edition of this program, which will begin to be broadcast approximately a week from now. Please check the schedule posted on the OCN website for the exact times. Meanwhile, if you're interested in obtaining the recording that you heard on the program and other recordings that are heard at other times on the Rudder, one of the most comprehensive sources of Orthodox recordings on the internet is at www.musicarusica.com. That's musicarussica.com. Thank you for joining us, and may the heavenly sounds of divine music sustain you this day and in the days to come. Until next time, I'm Vlad Morrison with the Orthodox Christian Network.